you have decided to catch up on the Kennedy Malloy Drive Show. Buckle up, Australia. Here they come. Straight from a very long lunch. And frankly, this could go anywhere. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Yes, hello, Australia, and welcome to the big Monday edition of Kennedy Malloy. Hello, Jane Kennedy.
Hello, Don. I wish I'd been in a nice long lunch.
Hello, Dave. Hello, Dave. Mick, how are you?
G'day, Mickey. G'day, Jane.
We had a good weekend.
Feeling
we're going to catch us with all that, the best of you. I've had a corker.
Oh, well done.
And happy to be back and survived another week. A big show. Mm. Apocalypse Watch is up and running. We've got some of the wildest stories. There's a brothels in Sydney want to reopen. They promise to be good.
Yes.
There's wolves stalking a castle full of musicians. There.
Yes, that's funny.
And Peru.
A Peruvian, politician played dead in a coffin when cops tried to catch him.
It's all happening, people. And
course, Jacinda Ardern's been shaken up mid-interview.
Live on air. Can't wait to see that. And, of course, kids are back at school or going back to school in the next couple of days. We might hear from you about your thoughts on that, how happy you are. You got to hit the bottle. Who's our guest today, Jane?
Oh, we've got Jock Zonfrillo, who is a MasterChef extraordinaire judge, and he's going to talk about the fact that we're up to the part where MasterChef's going to be coronavirus MasterChef. Social distancing MasterChef, he's going to explain. I would love to have a chat with him. I'm a fan and just want to catch up.
You're a bit overexcited.
Yeah.
You described him as a bit of a dish, didn't you, last week?
Well,
You said he could be served up on a plate, hot.
Oh, I don't think I went that far.
You said you put on the oven mitts.
I did not.
Oh, look out.
I won't get embarrassed, don't worry.
Giving me two thumbs up too.
All the ladies are.
Bit of eye candy. Matt
Jock's
Preston
a little bit of,
Matt did he?
Well, I thought he was a good-looking rooster because he looks like me. Tom Gleisner is on the show. Haven't been paying attention. Am I on it tonight?
You're on. Yeah. Have you been paying attention tonight, everybody? Get ready. Set your clocks. It's after MasterChef, actually. Have you been paying attention? Then after Have You Been Paying Attention, starring Mick Malloy and Tom Gleisner on the side, is Troy Kinney his sketch comedy show, which we'll catch up with Troy.
Good
for him. It's very hard to put out a sketch comedy show, isn't it?
Yeah, we'll have entertainment news, music news. We'll get through it all. So much to get through.
There's a lot going
on. Let's start with you, Jane. Congratulations on your, what was it, State of Music?
State of Music, yeah, that was...
You're very, very good. Group.
Really?
Yeah, you're fantastic.
Good feedback. I didn't see it.
Really? That's
good. Can't operate a computer.
No, it was great to see so many great bands like Hoodoo Gurus.
You're still peddling your theory that you used to dance to Hoodoo Gurus. Have you got it?
I don't worry. I asked Dave Faulkner about it, the best person to talk about it with.
Mm. Well, here it is.
I would say that Gurus music, along with Sunny Boys, I think it's one of those bands that guys and girls were both into as much. Are you guys the only band we could get boys to dance with us?
That's fantastic. All that stuff is really heartwarming to me to hear those sort of things. You know, I love hearing stories about people playing our songs at a wedding or a funeral even, but, you know, those sorts of things where you're touching into the real lives of people in a way that's more than just, you know, I like that song and sang it once, you know, and we actually become part of their history. It's great.
I call bullshit.
I beg your pardon.
You never danced to Hoodoo Gurus. It was Dancing Queen.
Listen, my friends are going to be calling up.
Fleetwood Mac.
Don't worry, I'm going to get Joe McGrath and Joe Forrest. They'll all call up.
It was a tribal meeting of men.
James Burns.
It was a very, very...
They remember... Yeah. No, I better not say anymore. I forget people's names, but I don't want to.
Anyway,
we're
well
all
done
on the dance floor.
Dave, what about you? Did you plough into a bottle of bourbon over the weekend?
The gentleman's about half empty now, the bottle. So
how do you find the gentleman, Jack?
Yeah, I'm not bad. As
compared
I said,
to the Fireball?
Oh, the Fireball's got way more power to it in terms of... what's the word?
Being pissed.
Yeah, that's it.
It's got a bit more grunt under the bonnet.
Definitely.
Fireball. I enjoy it. Don't muck around with that. It's the temporary blindness that worries you, isn't it?
That's right.
But then it comes back and you go, I have another one.
But as a whiskey guy now that I'm sort of dipping my toe in.
You're a whiskey guy. Do you have one of those big ice blocks? You know, the big round ones.
What's that?
Right.
Oh, you wait for that. Come on.
He'll end up getting himself one of those Dr. Harry Cooper hats.
Tell you what,
and
I
get a crystal glass.
On the weekend, we did our shopping at Aldi yesterday because we love Aldi with the special buys and all.
We all love Aldi.
Brick Lane's at
Aldi. Beers in there.
It's special
Wow, that's huge.
Yeah, it's a brain-swapping bargain. And you told Maddie.
Matt Tower in the Pots and Pans. And he bought out one of the Aldi stores local to him as well. The entire Brick Lane purchase was made by
Maddie. Can I just say to everyone out there, if you've got a panic buy, panic buy Brick Lane.
Yeah.
Because
it's a great
good
drink.
For business.
I could turn off the taps down at the brewery anytime I like.
Are you, as a,
there's demand and supply, and I'm in control right now.
Oh, are you really? Wow.
Yeah.
That's amazing. You're
I own a brewery. That's the way I roll.
You own the brewery.
I own a brewery.
It's your dream come true.
Yeah. That is. It's like letting the mice run the cheese factory.
Well, you could say that.
Mm. So anyway, well done, Aldi, on board.
Yeah.
Thank you. How about you? What do you do on the weekend?
Let me retrace my
You say you finally ate your big chop?
I did. Yes. Sorry. It's a big chop. It's not a big chop. It is a tomahawk steak, and it's from my Eura station, and consider it woofed. And I sat there with my good friend Jimmy, who owns Dimitri's Feast, and we sat and we ate the whole thing.
Did he cook it for you?
Of course he did.
Well,
And he got advice from Ray Capaldi. So he's ringing him up.
He's a very good chef.
It's like people talking you down, like from the tower, trying how to land a plane, trying to cook one of these things.
That's unbelievable.
They're not easy because they're not easy. It's very hard to find a pan big enough.
I don't reckon Jocks on Forio could cook one. Zonfrillo,
he could.
What's his name?
Jock.
Yeah.
It's an interesting collaboration there. We've got Jock out the front. He's working the Scottish side of the street.
Mm.
Yeah.
And then Zonfrillo, he sounds like an expensive Italian dessert.
Well, that's because he has an Italian father.
I'll have two Zonfrillos.
Italian father and a Scottish mother. But you wouldn't know that. I know that about Jock.
I'll tell you.
He's been stalking you, eh?
Park the car out the front of
Followed him on Instagram or anything like that.
All right. I'm being told to wind this up, not because we're long. I just think you're getting into legal issues here, Jane. Hey, we're going to come back and get into Apocalypse Watch.
Hey, by the way, we're playing Matchbox 20 here right now. Later on, your chance to join us from Rob Thomas's house in New York City to your house.
It's our
garage session, yes.
Good old Rob Thomas.
What's that?
All our callers?
All our calls that get through today.
Why not?
You got an invite.
A drive home that's pretty loose. This is Kennedy Malloy.
We interrupt this program.
My message is...
How dare you?
Apocalypse Watch!
This is not a test.
Kennedy Malloy's Apocalypse Watch.
Yeah.
It's all happening. Why don't we start in New Zealand, Jane? You've got a story involving Jacinta Ardern.
Well, yes, I do. Jacinta Ardern was mid-giving an interview when something bizarre happened, an earthquake. Just have a listen to how cool and calm collected she remains.
The last thing we need is another shed for Clark. He has two.
But it is...
We're just having a bit of an earthquake here, Ryan. Quite a decent shake here. If you see things moving behind me...
Has it stopped,
Prime Minister? The beehive moves a little more than most.
Has it stopped, Prime Minister, or is it still going?
Yep, no, it's just stopped.
Okay, and you're feeling safe and well to continue the interview?
We're fine, Ryan. Not under any hanging lights. I look like I'm in a structurally sound...
Okay, all right.
...sound place.
Jeez. Pretty cool under fire.
How cool is she in that situation, I think?
Is she the most popular, leader of any country in the world right now?
She'd have to be.
I reckon.
Say, except with Andrew Bolt, but otherwise, she's really good.
Alan Jones, maybe.
Yeah, Alan Jones. Yes,
a lot of middle-aged white men who feel threatened.
I'd love to talk to her, actually.
She would be great.
We need those borders open between Australia and New Zealand because that's the only overseas travel we'll be doing for the next.
Correct.
Oh, I don't know.
Let's get involved. I want to go closer to home now, Jane. I'm going to Sydney. Where the brothels are begging the government for a trial period. To prove they're as safe as dentists.
Well, seems fair enough to me.
Here's my question. What good is the face mask?
That's true.
What's the point?
Really? Well,
hang on. Before we get into this threesome, face masks on, everybody.
Well, it's just a version of Eyes Wide Shut, isn't it?
Well, why not? Yeah. I don't see it. How good is this? But here's the kicker, and this is where... So they want to reopen. They want a trial period and to prove that they're safe.
Mm.
Yeah.
Part of the conditions that they are they can operate, they're suggesting, is that they have that any prospective customer has to be on the COVID app. So
okay. all
the
So you're
well, tracking.
Well, this is a tracking
yeah.
device.
Yes.
But so, I imagine,
so your movements, i.e. to a brothel, can be tracked and monitored and are possibly then shared afterwards, depending on who's got what.
I wouldn't have thought that would be successful for running
I think that's a bit of a red flag
like
for a customer.
Yeah, that's right.
They also want to take your name and address. Now, I just don't see...
just for follow-up reasons.
No, they can't. Because, as you can see, according to men, no one's ever been to a brothel. Yet there are hundreds over every city. So somewhere between there lies the truth. And
so
I
maybe
doubt
they don't share it.
I don't think a tracking app.
At home.
You know, we all remember what happened with the Ashley Madison breach. Remember that?
Well, yes.
The Ashley Madison breach. That was the closest thing to a track. Well, I wasn't on it, but I had great fun telling everybody I knew just to clock their reactions. G'day, fellas, you heard about this? Ashley Madison? Well, all leaks.
There was a lot of nervous men.
A lot of nervous men floating around in this town.
Hey, speaking of Sydney, another big deal that's happened, and you brought this to my attention, Mick.
Yep.
Sydney restaurant Beppi's, which is a wonderful Italian restaurant, been around for so long. Institution. How's this? So with lockdown, they've only been able to have a few people at tables. They had a no-show of six.
This is unbelievable.
60% of their revenue gone.
No.
Bang. They've called and called.
Isn't that incredible?
To an answering service. They've got the number of the customer who's done this to them. That is shameful.
That's some of the worst behaviour over the whole coronavirus lockdown I've heard of.
They together can do it. And these people, they have a no call. They didn't cancel. The phone goes to Message Bank and he's tempted to put it out there.
I would put it out there. Give it to us. And we'll let our listeners know.
You don't know what is going to – I mean, maybe it was a BS number in the first place. That is just disgraceful.
In the current climate where it's all hands on deck and these people have just been allowed to open to do that
60%.
Is just off the charts.
Look, they're still doing takeaway at Beppi's, so everyone in Sydney go and support them because that is bad. That is bad form.
Okay. Really. Hey, so much to get through. Can I go to Bolivia, if you don't mind?
Bolivia?
Peru. Bolivia? I'll go to Peru.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Go to Peru.
Spin the globe. No, well, the Peru town mayor, this is the mayor of a small town in Peru, played dead. When police snared him flouting lockdown rules for drinking with friends. The mayor of Tantara hid in a coffin and faked his own death when officers arrived to arrest him. A picture released, which we have, by local police, show him lying in a casket with a face mask on while his friends are hiding in the drawers. Now, look, I like a drink as much as the next place.
Sure.
But when you have to hide in a coffin and pretend you're dead...
Oh, my God.
You are cooked.
And he's got a little bit of red wine just dripping down from where he's been boozing on, I think, all afternoon.
That's a good town to live in, though, isn't it?
Yeah.
And the mayor's up for that. Good. All right, you get the idea. 133353, give us a call. Coronavirus, any stories that cost your mind, give us a call.
All right, Kennedy Malloy.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
Have you been paying attention back on the TV tonight with Mick Malloy? Tom Gleisner, host of that show, is going to join us in the second hour.
I've got a good feeling.
You reckon?
As long as Tommy gets out of my way, he doesn't ask dopey questions.
You must be respectful to more.
Tell you what, he'll be nervous, won't he? Because
did you mean?
Grant Denyer's coming back to 10.
Yes, I did.
To do 10 Family Feuds.
Oh, you thought, because Tom thought that he was like the big wig now.
Oh, I see.
Mate, he's a poor man's Grant Denyer, at best. Anyway, I'll be on the show later. Hey, now listen, we have a lot of fun with it and muck around with the coronavirus because it's our way of dealing with something that we all acknowledge as just a seismic shift in our lifestyles may never be the same again. One of the biggest incidents we will live through in our life and people have died. And this was rammed home by a very good cover on the front of the New York Times, which... Donald Trump probably didn't see because he was out playing golf.
Yes.
But it named 1,000 of the 100,000 people who have dead and it put them on the cover. And it did it so that you don't just look at a statistic on the TV, that you actually get to read the names and the ages and get an understanding of a life that was lived. It was a good... You know, sometimes
it also gave a little bio of everybody as well. So it wasn't just a name that's reeled off, like they say, public school teacher, a cancer survivor, served as a deacon. People were survivors of Auschwitz.
Wow.
And it was a good reminder of the power of good journalism. That cover affected people. It's gone all around the world. It's got a life of its own because it it somehow cut through all the noise. And most of the noise coming out of America at the moment is, why can't I go back to work? Why can't I go and do this? I've said this before. You learn a lot about people when they're under pressure. Mm. And for everything you do in the rest of your life, it will be remembered, I reckon.
How you behave this time.
And so many people, I keep saying it, I'm so fortunate to still have a job. I know so many people who are suffering and whose livelihoods are affected.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's a real thing. I think sometimes.
Of course it is.
It's just, it boggles my mind, the agitation that can go on.
Well, the sort of selfish, sad behaviour, especially when to do with wearing masks and things like that, there's very little we have to do to comply.
No, that's right.
It's now, very little.
Indeed. You're dead right. There's been much greater sacrifices made.
Of course.
Over the journey.
We've got to stay home. That's
now,
it.
One of the biggest moves, and one we've been waiting for, because this is a big ticket item, is kids going back to school, and it's underway.
It sure is,
Mickey. It's operating as we speak. Let's have a listen. Let's go around the grounds.
Children in New South Wales and Queensland will return to school full time today after more than 2 months of remote learning. The ACT and Tasmania will begin a part-time return to classrooms, with Victoria following tomorrow.
All righty, game on. How are you feeling, Jane? You've got five. How many are back? Who's going back?
Well, one's left school already. One went back today.
Great.
And three go back because Victoria has a bit of difference to everyone else. Three of mine go back on June 9.
June 9?
Yeah.
Why is that? Jeez. You've got a dud hand there.
I've got the dud hand. Oh, no, it's been, I have to say, as many people have, it's been fine, but God, the kids are ready to go back. Mm. And I'm sick of cooking lunch and breakfast and dinner. There's a lot of meals and so much rubbish. People have to notice this. My bins are full the day after they're emptied because you don't realise what happens when you've got everybody living at home.
You feigned injury to get out of homeschooling. You had yourself
I
admitted
didn't get
to
out of it.
Well, you hit yourself on the head with a hammer.
I know, but I could still direct from bed.
133353. If you've got kids going back or not going back, how are you feeling? And you said this to me,
and
I think it's good. As much and as hard and as strange as it is, you will look back on the time you've had
found
with your family.
It an absolute,
and go, well, that's more dinners than I've ever had with my kids, or that's
more
and
time.
It was a time when you thought, I would never have had so much interaction with, you know, your older kids in particular. I don't like using the word blessing. It's all a bit daggy. But it's been great. I've really enjoyed it. And I think the kids have too, to be honest.
Yeah.
And it's a bit strange for them all to be going back, but it's just like one big break. They'll be fine. We've got a few callers coming through.
We do. Do we want to take one or are we going to?
The thing I love about school, just because my kids start at 8:30 in their homeroom, so they walk to their room and log on.
Yes.
We're not getting out of bed till 20 past 8, so they're having breakfast within 10 minutes of being at school.
The sleep-ins have been brilliant
every
for everyone. I love
so
that
good.
Aspect.
They have had a ball.
They've been
home with their dad while he does fireball
shots. You do
shots.
Tests with them?
We'll go to a break and we'll come back.
A drive home that's always surprising. This is Kennedy Malloy.
We've been talking about homeschooling. We're going to take your calls in just a moment. A lot of calls on 133353, but it is Kennedy Malloy, Jane Kennedy McMalloy.
And I've been wanting to speak with Jocks on Frillo for a long time. We knew the MasterChef former judges very well. And it's lovely to see a new fresh batch.
I can't even remember their names.
I can't remember their names.
It hasn't been a sighting. They should be part of a where are they now?
That's true.
There is some kind of, I don't know, witness protection scheme. I don't know what's going on.
One of them looked like you, Mick.
He was a good-looking rooster. He knew how to wear a cravat.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know if you resemble this guy, but anyway, welcome to Kennedy Malloy, Jock. Great to speak with you.
It's great to be here. How are you?
It's good to hear. Good. Really, really well. We have been enjoying, and the ratings have certainly been good for MasterChef. How do you feel being a, now you're a fully fledged television star, how do you feel about that?
I'm just a blind that's happened to be reasonably successful thanks to the ratings, thank God.
No, you've come in and you've slayed the dragon. They were big shoes to fill. They were the biggest names in show business. Mm. And you guys have come in and cut their lunch, boosted the ratings and gone berserk. Cocoa bananas. Well done.
No question.
But Jock, I think what comes through, though, is that you're a proper chef. And you know what you're saying and we trust what you're saying. So you're not making the stuff up. You know what to say. And it's a bit of a change. You've been shooting for a while. What happens tonight that we see the difference?
Look, obviously today's the first sort of big change that you'll see visually, where all of a sudden there's this huge distance between everybody. And I remember the first day when it happened, it was just manic on set. We had, obviously there's a lot of cameramen, you know, the production team is huge. There's sort of 100, almost 100 people on set at any one time when all the contestants are there. So there's a huge amount of cameras. And so all of a sudden you had these guys, the camera, the DOPs walking around with like aluminium poles with different colored tape on it. You know what I mean?
Oh,
and
yes,
he's setting up triangles with, you know, and I kept joking with him. Like even last week I was saying, mate, you've been trying to put that tent up for months. Still haven't seen
it. And that's
it.
What they got to use. So when you eat the food, the food that the contestants are preparing, do they have to wear gloves or what do they do when they're preparing the food that you eat?
There's just a lot of hand washing. So you can imagine sort of there was hand sanitizer and hand washing at the sink base. So extra sinks got put in. We all had to sort of stop and hand sanitize every 10 minutes. We had a temperature checked every half hour.
Yeah.
It was just full on. And
so
then
no
from
high
testing,
fives, nothing like that. No big group hugs.
No challenge involving a buffet.
No, exactly.
The buffet's dead, isn't it? The buffet's not coming back. How do you feel that the food or the way we eat or serve food will change post coronavirus?
I think it's a weird one. I think everyone's going to be really nervous in restaurants when they fully open back up. And I think it will get to a point when there's no restrictions and people are sitting in a very busy restaurant and they'll feel uncomfortable at the beginning. Of course,
Did you hear last night over the weekend that Beppe's restaurant in Sydney, people did not turn up to the table of six after all that time of waiting to open? Six people didn't turn up as a restaurateur. How do you feel about that?
I just think it's awful. I think it's so, ungrateful for people to do something like that. I can't imagine what goes through someone's head where they think that's all right.
Yeah.
I mean, it's so stupid, isn't it?
Now, what are you cooking tonight? Is it bat soup? What's on the menu?
Catch was pepe. Fish.
Catch in my house tonight. That's what's happening. We're going to run some pastas through the machine and just have cacio pepe. I love it. I can't get enough of it.
Oh, cacio pepe. That's one of my favorites. I first had that in Rome. That's where the home of cacio pepe
is. That's where it is.
Jock, you have to leave us. I've got one more question for you. If you are, say you're on death row.
Yep.
You're in your orange jumpsuit. You're in your cell. You're being executed in the morning. They say it's your last meal. What are you ordering?
Oh, God.
Come on, Jock.
It's too much. I think it would be cacio pepe, believe it or not. Favorite thing to eat.
Yeah, I'm not far off that.
No, I wouldn't let you have that. I wouldn't allow it.
Yes, you would.
I get you something from the Bay Marie. Hey, thanks, Jock. The show's tonight. It's MasterChef.
Yes.
Congratulations, by the way. We're joking around, but the last guys did a great job. You guys are doing a great job. Yeah, the show goes from strength to strength.
Thank you so much. Likewise. Well done, guys.
7:30 tonight on Channel 10. Hey, we've been taking your calls on 133353. We've been talking about homeschooling and all, so I believe we're going to take some calls after the break. Yep, you got it. Kennedy Malloy.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
It's all happening.
So much.
On today's show, and it's all happening around Australia as kids go back to school in Queensland and New South Wales. It was today. Tomorrow in Victoria, and what is WA doing?
Some back in Victoria. The older kids are back in Victoria, years 11 and 12.
Yeah.
And then...
You're going with this. The really rich schools.
No,
all those high-end private,
there's a lot of
girls' colleges. Stuff, what was the one you went to?
Genizano was a convent.
Right. It was a convent called Genizano, and you wear hats and gloves?
We did originally.
Mm.
We're ladies where you are.
I spoke on the weekend to Marilyn, who's one of my neighbours. Mm-hmm. She used to go to a school called Turek College in Mount Eliza. And I'm across Turek College because I went to Peninsula. It was our sister school. But my sisters went to Turek College. Yeah. And I still remember my sisters coming home in hats and gloves up to the elbows.
Yeah.
But Marilyn was telling me a story when she was there that every day they'd have to go onto the stage in assembly and get on their knees. And if the dress didn't touch the floor, they were sent home because it meant it was shorter than the knee. How's that? What kind of world? Rules,
that's nutty,
the
isn't
rules
it?
Of
Did you experience
girls,
that?
Something like that. We did. And our upskirting
like
as well.
That. You would remember that.
Upskirting.
Upskirting on trams.
You would have worn them as little minis, I reckon. Anyway.
Oh, yeah. No, we short were not. Tie. You have got me so wrong. I danced to Hoodoo Gurus and I wore a really long uniform. I didn't wear it hoiked up.
You're a Chrissy Amphlett sort of style, weren't you?
I wasn't Chrissy Amphlett sort of style. My God.
Safety pin
no.
on the. Right, yeah.
I like, wish I was.
Yeah. All right. No, Scott's on the line. Scott,
how you going?
Who's going back to school?
Oh, how you going, guys? I got three kids at home, kiddie, year three, and year seven. I work night shift, 6 nights a week, I come home in the morning, 3 hours homeschool, then 3 hours sleep with them in the house, knowing they're not going to burn it down on me, and then get up, help with dinner, and then back to have an hour with the family, and then back to bed for 2 hours, and back to work.
Oh,
so six nights a week. It's
have you found that you've had to have a lot of interaction with them and help them a lot with their schoolwork?
Yes, especially my kindergarten, because they've got attention span of a brick. They don't listen. They can sort of sit there and play on Fortnite or play on their pads. They don't want to do work.
Do they appreciate it? Do they understand that Dad's working night shift and doing all this? It sounds like it's been a big trauma. But have you enjoyed it fundamentally? Has it been an interesting time for you?
Oh, it has. I wouldn't want to be a teacher, put it that way.
No, that's
true. That was really bad enough.
Yes, I've heard a fair bit of that.
Couldn't you put a kindergarten kid in front of Bluey every day and just say, look, here you go.
That's it.
What fascinating insight into the parenting style of Jane Kennedy right there.
Why not?
Plonk him in front of Bluey and have a Chardonnay.
Yeah.
All right, good story, Scott. Well done. You've been a good dad.
Yeah.
Kim's on the line. Kim?
Yes, Mick. How are you?
How many kids? Who's back at school? What's going on?
I have five children.
Well done.
Oh, Kim.
Jane, I'm exactly like you, but I have one boy and four girls and twins at the end.
Oh, wow. We're so similar.
One boy, four girls.
Mm. Do you drink a lot, Kim?
Not enough, Jane, not enough.
I know, it's never enough, is it?
No. So the twins are grade six and the 15-year-old, obviously, they don't go back until the 9th of June, so I said, well, bugger you, I'm going back to work today. So I went back to school.
You're back to school?
I said, you're a school teacher, eh?
No, I'm not that silly either. No, I'm education support.
Right.
Oh, so you thought you'll go. So, but how does that work? I mean, it's difficult for people, isn't it? Because, you know, everyone's had to stay at home.
Yes, but I'm lucky I've got my 20-year-old, she's doing uni from home.
Oh, you've got an instant babysitter.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the husband has promised me that he will come home and supervise when he's had.
Oh, yeah, good luck with that.
I thought I was a very good homeschooler. Mm. To be honest, I'm going to give myself a pat on the back here. Yeah. I was firm but fair. A lot of school excursions.
Right.
Yeah, the school excursions were very high on the list.
A lot of
beach excursions.
There's a lot of excursions.
Spelling quizzes.
Oh, well, rude words only.
Yeah, that's right.
And hey, thanks, Kim.
Good on you, Kim.
Hey, Matt, how are you going?
I'm good. How are you?
Good, Matt. Now, you are a teacher, is that right?
Yeah, I am. I'm a teacher up in Brisbane. So we were one of the lucky states where we were told not to work from home. So we've been at school every single day.
Really? Oh, and how's that gone?
Oh, look, it's been all right. We've had all of them come back today, and there was 26 in my class. The last day of term one, we had two.
Oh, okay.
It would have been full as every kid, every mum and dad drives, doesn't even slow down, opens the door and rolls those kids out at the school drop-off. You're going to school today?
Yep.
Yeah. Look, it was great having them back because I did miss them. I mean, they're nice kids.
I want to say thank you, Matt, to all the teachers because that is really hard too, what everyone's been doing on that Zoom and
hey, by the way, all our calls today have got an invite to our Rob Thomas Garrard session.
That's your reward.
Yeah, Can't Help Me Now is a new single from Rob, so congratulations. That's coming up
soon.
It'll
be a one-on-one. He's at home, you're at home.
It'll
be like he's playing for you. Yeah. It'll be a very fine moment. One of the greats. It'll be good stuff. Well done, Triple M.
Enjoy it.
All right, after this, Troy Kinney. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Jane Kennedy and Mick Malloy, two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Coming up, the song whisperer, Tom Gleisner, to join us in the second hour as well. You're listening to Kennedy Malloy with Jane Kennedy and Mick Malloy.
Hey, and we're joined on the show right now by a very funny man, and I like what he does, because a lot of us are kind of skewing towards chat shows and panel shows, and you know, they're all very good. But we, Jane, our background initially was sketch comedy, not an abundance of it on TV anymore, and it's not that
it's
easy
really
to
hard.
Execute.
It's very hard to
So to see someone having a real crack at it, it gives me great pleasure, and the host of Kinney tonight, Troy Kinney, is that man. Troy, thank you for all your endeavours, mate. How's it looking tonight?
Thank you very much. Yeah, it's looking good.
You happy?
We've crossed the line with the show, so that's the main thing.
Well, I like to think that I was behind, you know, I was very supportive of Channel 10's pilot week, and you were one of those shows.
Hang on. You survived that brutal cold. Jesus, Jane was slashing and burning as she went.
No, I was not, but
we did just realise we actually, in our regular cast, we actually do have more females than males. So that was pointed out to me.
That's a happy turn of events. That's a strange how it works out.
And congratulations on a second series. I, in particular, know how hard that is to achieve, having done a number of shows that barely got to 8 episodes. So good for you, and congratulations to Max Price, who's one of your writers, producers I know very well.
Yeah, Max Price, he's a director as well.
Sort a director, is he? He's out of his league there. He's punching above his weight. Just for anyone who hasn't seen it, and it's on tonight, it's a great night of viewing on Channel 10, I'm guessing, because you've got your MasterChef, you have been paying attention, which I will surely knock out of the park.
Yeah, he's on that tonight, Troy.
Are you on it tonight?
Oh, yeah, I am. I'll leave enough laughs, though, in the tank for the crowd when Kinney tonight comes out. Give us a taste. What's going on?
Well, something probably up both your alleys that I reckon's in the show tonight is a scenario where I basically go into a bar for a few drinks and it turns out all the drinks are in human form speaking to me and giving me advice on what each drink should.
Okay, what's the bourbon and coke saying?
Well, it's just in the rotation. So, like, third drink will say, yeah, that girl look at you? No, maybe not. Then fourth drink is, no, she definitely did.
Oh, that's the story of Mick's life, seriously. It's one Negroni, two Negronis,
How do you? Russell Gilbert always said he would like to – oh, no, I'll get in trouble. It's another time. Someone will write a letter. I'll tell you off here, Troy, but it's very funny.
Hey, Troy. You've been able to get this out too, because so many shows have been have had production shut down. How lucky were you to get this all shot before ISO shut down?
We had 3 weeks of shooting the sketches, but we got shut down after 2 weeks. So, because I'm one of the editors on the show as well, I went into full edit isolation mode myself to see if we had enough for a show. And much like other people in isolation mode, I tended to pack on a few layers of isolation padding. And then suddenly the producers say, actually, under the new restrictions, we can still film a couple of pickup shots. I'm like, hang on a second, we might have a continuity issue here.
That's right.
Well,
but you know, when you've stacked on weight, what happened to me once, I had my mobile phone and it was, you know, when it has to recognise your thumbprint? It couldn't recognise my thumbprint because I'd put on too much weight. You go, even my phone is saying, you fat bastard.
Well, I was thinking this could actually be a fun drinking game or social media game, people trying to pick which shots of me where I've clearly been in isolation mode.
Before and after shots.
Yeah, I ran it by my brother and his wife, like sort of showing him a bit of episode one scene. I said, see if you can pick out the bits. They're like, every second thing. Is that one? I'm like, no.
All right. Hey, we've got to fly, Troy. But congratulations on the second series. It's bloody funny stuff. If you've watched it, you'll tune in again. If you haven't, give it a go. Good stuff. Kinney,
thanks
tonight.
So much, guys.
Well done. That's a following Have You Been Paying Attention on Kennedy Malloy. Are we going to do this right now?
With Jane, the song whisperer.
Indeed, we are.
This is highly unusual. Yeah. Just waltzing on the end of a segment there.
Sure, I'm just forcing my way into all sorts of things.
All right. What have you got? A synopsis, please. Thunder.
In a world of haves and have-nots, this guy is a not. He wants what the haves have. He believes the haves have what they have because they were born into it. Right. He believes he doesn't have what the haves have because the game is rigged and there is no way to win. Unless, like a mate of his, he turns to crime to take what someone else has in order that he may have it all and become a have.
Oh, come off it.
Black Betty.
It's a good guess, Jane. Not Black Betty.
Dave, come on.
Is it Smooth Criminal?
I like the criminal aspect of it.
Yeah.
But it's not Smooth Criminal.
I can't even think of it.
What about Janie's Got a Gun?
Oh.
Aerosmith.
Good call.
Not Aerosmith, though.
Oh, Mickey, you're so fine.
Not close.
All right, you get the idea. 1-3-3-5-3 The haves, the have-nots. He wants to be a have.
Yeah, get into
it. And he's considering a life of crime to become a have.
Well, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Are you drive-by involved? Are we talking drive-bys? Or?
More of a...
Don't encourage that for
fishing for information.
More of an armed robbery.
More of an armed robbery, okay. So it might be a bit older. So it's not rap.
Not rap.
Okay. 1-3-3-5-3 It's the Song Whisperer.
Handgun, is it exposed?
Okay, Kennedy Malloy.
A drive home that's always surprising. This is Kennedy Malloy. Strap yourself in, people. Here comes the big second hour of Kennedy Malloy.
And it's going to be a cracker coming up in this hour. Tommy Gleisner, have you been paying attention? Got to see if I can get some questions out of
him. Mick, tonight. You are on tonight. That's great.
I've got a good feeling about this.
I've got some...
boning up.
Really? Boning up, did you say?
I've been boning up. Over...
I don't know what you can say.
Okay, I don't think we need to get that dramatic.
So you study.
I know you've been in ISO for a long time.
All right.
Hey, speaking of, I've got some entertainment news about a new reality show that's hit the States, and without doubt it will come here, called Labour of Love.
Labour of Love.
A divorcee who's 41, has no children... 15 men, she wants their baby. She wants to have the baby.
Fantastic. Wow. Let the games begin.
Exactly.
So that'll be good. Well, we might do a little bit of I Call Bullshit. Who knows? There's lots
to do.
We'll
have a look at the headlines and see what happens.
But we will start at the top with the Song Whisperer. I want to hear his theme, please.
Okay.
James.
Have another fireball.
Song Whisperer.
Thank you,
Dave. Okay.
Fine. No, you give me about a half a second notice.
Exhausted.
And then you're, I want this now. It's like, okay, let me go and get it for you.
You did it.
Thank you. Thank you, Jay.
Well done. Someone well done for doing your job. Yeah,
thanks for doing
your
job.
Yeah, that's. And you did it in front of the producer who's here. Can you make a mental note?
Okay, get on with it. Let's go.
Noted.
Make a mental note of what Dave just did.
We'll have to talk about
after the show.
Here is the synopsis. In a world of haves and have-nots, this guy is a not. He wants what the haves have. He believes the haves have what they have because they were born into it. He believes he doesn't have what the haves have because the game is rigged and there is no way to win. Unless, like a mate of his, he turns to crime. To take what someone else has in order that he may have it and become a have.
Okay.
Just go and get it.
What a whinger.
Just go and get it. Well, you wouldn't know, Jane, because you're one of the haves.
So, no, really.
You've always been a have.
Talk about Turak College again. And
you're a have.
You
I'm like one of the one to be a have. Oh, it's like how I feel on this show, that guy.
You're the everyman.
I have to go to almost consider a life of crime. do this?
Well, that part's true.
Yeah.
I haven't been to court.
No.
Oh, I'm sick of court appearances, let me tell you.
I haven't been in the holding cell either.
Well, more than once.
No danger.
Yeah. I don't even know why we're working with you.
We're going to do that before this year's out. Pop you in a
get Dave in a lockup.
You wouldn't survive in a lockup.
Well, I've never been in, but you have.
How did you survive in a lockup?
I was top dog. I was top dog.
You were not even awake.
Let's just say there's protection money floating around. There's a lot of.
Not getting much.
Yeah. I was like a mafia don.
Were you?
They were bringing me special food.
Yeah. Oh, you're so scary.
It's the way it is. I'm a tough guy.
I know.
You wouldn't know. You're a have, I'm a have not. And that's the way it's come down.
I'm a have.
Yep. Murder.
Well.
Hey, what's that say?
Mercier. Get your glasses on. For God's sakes.
Murder.
Mercier, I'm so sorry.
Yeah, murder's
that's
better.
That's okay.
What's your guess?
I think it's Lifestyles of the Rich and the Famous by Good Charlotte.
Charlotte.
Well, that would make
that would work.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're saying there's the haves and the have-nots.
It
yeah.
is.
Song Whisperer.
Not correct.
Not correct, Jay.
Sorry, murder.
All our callers getting a
great
invite
news.
To Rob Thomas? Or?
Yes, Mercy, I've now got yourself an invite to our Rob Thomas Garage session. So you're in.
Awesome. Thank you.
Very special.
Very special. And you're part of it.
Yeah.
All right. Now, can you read the next name?
Who's next?
Tom.
No, it's not.
Tom, it is.
No, it's Scott. Hello, Scott.
I was about to call him.
Hey, how are you going? My elderly friend here hasn't got his specs on. Yeah.
Scott. What's your nickname, Scott?
Scotty, mate. That's it.
Scotty.
Mate, your mates have spent a lot of time sitting around trying to come up with that one. Skull, yeah, Scotty. Mate. All right, where are you calling from?
Tanumera.
Where's
Queensland.
That?
It's Logan home. Best part of Logan.
Oh, yeah.
The best part of Logan. Logan's a shithole.
No,
so
it's not. No, I can't say that.
It's not.
Hey.
Thanks.
Scotty. Hey, easy, Scotty. What happens in Tanumera?
Oh, mate, I build pools, so I make people's dreams come true.
Yeah.
You know I'm Gary Poole from Gary Poole's Pools.
Oh, really?
I'll fund a campaign for you.
Oh, Scotty, take
it. I don't think you want Mick in his board shorts fronting a pool
yes,
campaign.
Yes, you do, and a big mo. All right, we'll talk after the show, Scott. What's your guess?
I think it's Fortunate Son by Creedence Clearwater
Revival. Oh, shit. Not enough Creedence. You know, this is my karaoke.
Fortunate Son is.
Yeah.
Foo Fighters did a great cover of this song, too, a few years back. Yeah. John Fogerty. So
love this
John
song. Fogarty. I always think of Forrest Gump when I hear this song.
Oh, yeah.
Me too.
Yeah. Yeah. It's not correct.
Oh. Oh. Thanks, guys.
Scott. But you're getting to watch in.
You get to see
Rob
Thomas
show.
Yeah, so thanks for calling.
You can hang in there and watch his living room.
He seemed a bit disappointed in the end, Scotty. Bad luck, Scotty.
Let's go to Gary. Lose. Hello, Gary.
How you going, Jane?
Good. What's going? What's going on?
Oh, I just split a bit of wood and having a frothy.
Good idea.
Well, life doesn't get much better than that, I've got to say.
Where are you calling from, Gary?
Fire? I'm calling from the home of Dusty Martin. Nick?
Is that Castlemaine?
Castlemaine, the locals call it.
Castlemaine.
No, I'll do what I want.
But the locals call it Castlemaine.
He's very, he's the haves, Gary.
Yeah.
He's from the haves.
Castlemaine.
That's not Castlemaine.
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 Yeah, Castlemaine.
If you're from
Adelaide, you say Castle.
Adelaide
people
say Castlemaine.
Newcastle.
Right. Castle. Castle. They just call it Castle everywhere else. But not
Gary knows what I'm
Castlemaine.
Talking about.
Castlemaine. Is that it? Did I get that right?
Castlemaine.
Castlemaine.
Don't bite, Gary.
Got it right, mate.
Don't bite,
mate. He's in a snippy mood.
Castlemaine.
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 What's the difference?
What's your...
Don't just get
I've been there. I love Castlemaine. Beautiful place.
I love Castlemaine too.
You used to make sand castles?
No, well, they're called castles, but it's Castlemaine.
Castlemaine. Is that it?
No, it's...
The locals all call it Castlemaine. There's no
and the locals are correct.
Let's what get they to your guess, Gary.
What's your guess? I can't wait till this is wrong.
Oh, might be right, Mick.
Might be.
Oh, you might be.
Steve Earle, Copperhead Road.
Steve Earle, Copperhead Road. It's right in the Triple M Bread Basket. Never come back from Copperhead
Road. This is a guy who he needed to make some dough, so he started growing pot, didn't he?
He did.
Oh, up is that what holler. This song's about?
Up in the holler. We'll do Steve Earle someday, but not today. Not correct.
Sorry, Gary.
What about Bricklayers then?
What was that? You're so mean to me. It's called Brick Lane.
Brick Lane.
You can, Gary, you can have it, mate. I'm going to send you a case of the base lager.
So good, mate. You'll
and I'm
it.
Sending that to Castlemaine.
Castlemaine.
Where's it going?
Castlemaine.
All right, done, mate. Well done, Gary. Good call. Yeah. I like Gary. Yeah. I think we connected.
Yeah. Right. Finally. Dave's up
Hello,
next.
Hello, Dave.
Dave.
Hello. Well, I've been in the holding cells and the courts all day because I work as a criminal lawyer in Adelaide, so I'll defend you, Mickey.
All right. Well, I've had a call to be there. I've appeared in the Supreme Court of Adelaide. It's like the O.J. Simpson trial over there.
And it's the safest place in the country. Remember that?
All right, mate. What do you got? What's your guess?
I reckon it's I Want It All by Queen.
Haves and have nots.
He wants to be a have.
Mm.
I Want It All. It makes perfect sense.
That's your theme song. That's your karaoke song, Mick.
No, I've already opened my mind's. What was
Fortunate Son?
Like Creedence Clearwater Revival. Fortunate Son.
It's not Queen.
Oh. Dean, what do you got?
Mate, I am guessing it's going to be Standing on the Outside by Cold Chisel.
First glance, it doesn't seem in the zone.
Standing on the outside, looking in.
Oh, hang on. A chip on the shoulder. Not being included by the haves.
Yeah.
So what do you want to do?
He's got a friend who pulled a job on a small town TAB.
Oh, this is looking good for you, D.
The first thing I do when I go into town. Yeah. I have 22. I got the whole thing down.
It's correct.
Hey! That's it, Dean. You win.
Dina.
Woohoo! You got an invite to Robbie Thomas. The Garage Session is coming to your house. You got a case of Brick Lane coming your way as well.
We're going to play it.
Here it is in its entirety. Standing on the outside. Well done. That's the song Whisperer.
Two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Malloy.
It's a big night of viewing on Channel 10 tonight. Yes. A show that needs the Mickey bump, I think, is what's required. It's just that little extra kick added an element of excitement that'll put it over the top tonight. Hosted as always by Tom Gleisner, who's on the line now. Tommy, how are you?
Hi, Mickey. Hey, Jane. Not so much hosted as held together.
Held together. manage it. You're like a ring. You're like a lion tamer or something. Aren't
and you're back on, Mickey. You're worried. You thought we'd blacklisted you.
Well, once I heard Kitty was back twice, and I still hadn't got a look in, I started to panic.
You know, we said we, you know, we wanted when Marty Shigon fell over, we had got Mickey.
Oh, you'll pay for that. Jeez. You really will. How's it been going? Very well. The ratings are awesome, and it's been. I love the way, by the way, you've adapted to the whole lockdown scenario. I watch the show, and it's sometimes it's like an optical illusion, but I just assume that you're all sitting next to each other, and you're in the studio. So well done, all. And
how do you go with not having anybody around you?
It's a bit weird, Janie. Yes, it's for those who haven't seen it. I'm in the studio, and everyone else, like last week, was just phoning in from home, or in Glenn Robbins' case, a care home. But home.
Oh, Tom. Now, what have you been up to as in this ISO world? We like to talk to people. Have you been, and you're a fit fellow, I have to say. All of you are.
I was, Janie. I put on weight. I'm piling on the kilos.
Oh, gosh. Welcome I haven't noticed you on the telly.
Well, it's, I'm in my bed. I'm staying at home and eating bread to keep everyone safe. But waistline is expanding. And at last week's Have You Been Wardrobe Fitting, I noticed the name on my pants was M. Preston. So, and they were tight. I couldn't, they were a little bit. So anyway, I thought, got to do something about this. But, gyms are closed. So I've signed up for this online exercise program. Have you heard of Les Mills?
Les Mills? No, Les Mills. It's not ringing a bell.
He won a bronze medal or something for New Zealand back in the 1950s, and he has this exercise empire. And and you can do body attack or core strength. Have you heard of Shabam?
No, what's that?
No.
Well, it's sort of like dance aerobics and meets knee surgery. I didn't do that one, but I'm doing body pump, Jane.
Body
and,
pump?
Why are you telling me this? I've never even attempted any of this.
You might be interested. If you've got no idea what an online body pump class sounds like, take a listen.
You ready to go? Ready to go. So pick up your bar. The strong set position. Heels under hips.
Yeah, heels on the hops. I think that's Les Mills himself, actually. I'm not sure, but they're huge. They're like, there's all these really super fit people on stage, and it's an auditorium. It's like a sweaty Hillsong convention. They're all into it.
But, I like it. Because they brought back Aerobics Oz style, which was...
Oh, don't you miss that, Mickey?
That was a staple for me. I put a spring in my step every day. Those little
mini... got you up in the morning. I should rephrase that. That woke you up every day, Mickey.
It did indeed. Mini trampolines are genius. You can only bounce. The tiny little bounces. Just gets everything moving.
The only problem I've got, you might have that phrase, pick up your weights. I don't have any weights, and
gym
equipment is not. You can't find. It's like toilet paper was about a month ago.
Right.
Seriously, you cannot. Rebel Sport have a one dumbbell per customer policy. You cannot. So I found an old crowbar in the shed. So that's my bar. Yeah, but do you know what I'm using for hand weights?
What?
Our 1992 Logie Awards. I found them in a cup. One's The Late Show, one's Thank God You're Here. They are getting me ripped and toned and ready to meet the world.
You should host the Logies.
You need to take a photo of that. We need to see that. Yeah.
Oh, with the Logie? Yeah, you'd be boasting? Well, why not? I'll do it anyway.
You do it, and I'll tell you what, you'll win plenty of Logies for having been paying attention, especially after tonight when I intend to run amok. to tear Channel 10 a new one. So tell everyone else on that panel to stay out of my way.
I will indeed. It's a big show tonight too, Mickey. We've got you, we've got Sam's back, Hayley from New Zealand, and Dorit Kemsley, one of the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, dropping by.
I'm all over her. I know all about that show.
Well, she's dropping back by as a guest quiz master. Look, I'd love to keep chatting, exciting. But my COVID safe app has just gone off.
Have you been paying attention? 8:30 tonight on 10. Kennedy Malloy.
A drive home that's always surprising. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Now across the nation,
Kennedy Malloy's music news.
Well, I just want to say that news, the Teskey Brothers, congratulations. They've scored their first number one album of their career live at the Forum. The band's first live album debuted at the top of the ARRA album charts, and it's the first live album by an Aussie band to top the charts since Dakar Live in 1992.
Well done.
And speaking to Mr. Michael Gudinski, we're predicting that there will be more live albums released because people can't go to live gigs at the moment, so artists will be doing more and more live albums.
Well, there you go. And a lot of people are performing live over via the internet at the moment. There seems to be a rash of concerts and
performances. There have been some good things to watch.
Powderfinger? Really, how did Powderfinger go? They did all right.
Powderfinger did really great. The first thing is, though, that they'd pre-recorded it to make it the most perfect sound that they could achieve.
Right.
So it was shown, you know, I think they've just only recently done it, so it wasn't streaming live. But it was absolutely a smash. Millions of people, I think, have already
seen it. Is this setting the stage for a comeback from Powderfinger?
I reckon it is.
Do you think it's in the works? Do you think there's record companies agitating?
Of course.
Do you think the band can get it together?
I think so. But, you know, if they can do this on YouTube, which all the other bands are doing, and touring is a pain for all these people, maybe this is the
way to do it.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. No, well, that's not very helpful, is it? For people who want to tour and going out to see live music.
I
don't know when that comes back.
That you need to go out.
I think you need to go on the road.
Yeah.
Well, that's what we're praying to come back very soon. Now, there's other music news.
Mm-hmm.
I can't quite get over this. Elvis Presley's bedazzled jock strap is up for auction.
I'm all over this. I've already got a bid in.
Have you?
It's a rhinestone studded athletic supporter, complete with the King's initials in blue diamondellis. On the waistband, and it's $50,000 the top bid.
You're joking.
It's part of the Elvis Presley Museum collection, and you've got to see it. It's like the bedazzler has gone to town on a jock strap,
and
it was worn by the King. It'll be soaked.
It was made by a fan and worn by him for years until his death. Do you think, because it's white, do you think he would wear it under the white jumpsuit? Is that why he wore a jock?
Of course. I'd say for sure. And I can't wait to pop it on.
Is that what you're going to do when you get it?
I'm going to get it. I'm going to pop it on. Yeah. I'm going to walk around town pretending I'm the King.
That in your boudoir would be
that's
excellent.
That's right. I'm going to start karate. I'm going to start doing karate moves.
Well, you can afford it.
Well, I can afford it.
That's quite a big pouch to fill, though.
Imagine that. Dave, what are you saying?
I can't tell.
Well, it looks...
Yeah, he's the King. He's the King.
Lots of bedazzled.
He's a hunk of burning love. I mean, what do you expect?
Right.
It's got his initials in it. EP.
Yeah.
I'm going to wear them. Imagine that. Imagine the treat for the lucky lady when you get home and you're in the boudoir and you're undressing and I get down to the bedazzled Elvis jock strap putty in my hands.
Of course.
It's all over. It's all over.
Yeah.
Just
yeah,
job
done.
Here I come.
Hey. Did you see The Voice last night? I was flicking in between.
I did see The Voice.
I was looking at lots of shows all at once.
So firstly, what is that dress that woman's wearing? Is it Kelly Rowlands? What's her name?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, from Destiny's Child.
What's that dress? I thought she was wearing a hang glider. I thought she was about to jump. I thought she was entering the Birdman rally. I thought she was about to jump off the bridge. But she's going to have to wear that all season now because they intercut everything, don't they?
Yes, they do.
That's going to get a bit tiresome.
Yeah.
They do shoot. And
we'll start to wilt.
Yes. What's his name? Guy. He's wearing just like one of your shirts from the front bar.
No,
that's what
I
look like.
I'm going to sue him. He's pinching my look.
Guy Sebastian has stolen
my look.
Right.
Pip stole my look.
We should have a Who Wore It Best.
We should.
And here's the other thing I noticed, because I only saw the first few acts, but they're all kids. So the first one comes out at 16, the next one's 14, and the next one could be in the castrati.
But that means that who's left? Who is left in this country that hasn't been discovered?
I don't know, but it doesn't bode well. Hey, Jane, can I bowl one in? This is, I want to play you a little bit of a song, and this reflects exactly how I feel. It's a song, this has been released by Carlton Draft, and it's a song called We Miss the Pub.
Well, that's good.
And it's to the tune of REO Speedwagon's I Can't Fight This Feeling. Oh, and it's a good song, but it's part of a campaign, a wider campaign, and a good one by Carlton Draft, to get people back into pubs or to start supporting your pubs and get in there. But the sentiments in this song, I totally concur with. Can we have a little taste?
I can't wait to be children. I do love my wife, Mr. Morrison, but tell me the exact time they reopen. I can't wait to be in the pub again.
Oh, I'm gonna cry. Stop it, Dave.
That's sweet.
It's
melancholy.
Sweet. It's brilliant. The whole song's very funny. You can go and find it on YouTube.
Yep.
Well done, Carlton Draft, and everybody out there. I don't have to preach to this choir. You're going to get back in those pubs. You're going to fill them to the brim, and you're going to buy a lot of booze because it's the Australian thing to do. All right, what's next?
Well, I don't know what is next.
Are we going to a break?
I was going
to
say,
what's
happening? I thought maybe we'll go through
Who's
a break.
Who's running the
what
show?
What do you reckon?
All right.
Yeah, I reckon.
Anywhere?
Let's go to a break.
Lost your total interest, haven't
you? Sure. We'll go to a song.
Yeah.
This is Kennedy Malloy, Jane Kennedy, Mick Malloy, and that's Music News.
A drive home that's always surprising. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Hey, by the way, have you been paying attention tonight, 8:30 on Channel 10? The Mickey Bump, expect that tonight. Mick Malloy will be on the show with Tom Gleisner and other guests. This is Kennedy Malloy.
There is a new show that is premiering on Fox in the USA, and no doubt, without doubt, it's going to end up here in Australia. It's called Labour of Love.
What's it about?
Here is the premise. A woman who is 41, she's recently divorced, goes on a show to meet 15 men. They're all competing to impregnate her with their sperm because she wants to have a baby.
For 41, it's going to be touch and go, isn't it? Has she left that a bit late in the day?
She might have left her run, but as it's going to be with a turkey baster, she might have a little more luck.
Right.
Yes, Fox's Labour of Love sees 15 men competing to catch Kirsty Katzmann. It's all about she has to interview them all like the Bachelorette, but instead of ending up with the Bachelorette, she ends up with his sperm to make a baby. Let's just have a listen. Now, it's hosted by Kirsten Davies from Sex and the City.
Right.
Which is how they've tried to make it a bit cute and raunchy to do that. So let's have a listen to the premise.
Part of this process is figuring out if you're all fit enough to be fathers. I mean that in the most literal sense possible. Waiters, please come in.
Is that a shot?
Oh, my goodness.
Okay, everybody needs to take one, please.
Yo, Lordy. Those are specimen cups. I did not see this coming, no pun intended.
Yep, this makes it real.
We're not here to mess around.
Wow.
Okay,
that's quality TV, that is.
I can't wait.
Break out the specimen glasses, let the games begin. Let's get ready to rumble.
Well, how do they have to go off into a room, do they, with a magazine or something?
Oh, you just do it there and then on the spot, wouldn't you?
Well, I don't think
cracking.
So. Even this is for American television. This is very out there. The poster itself.
I mean, what's
you happening? Know how The Bachelor has a rose? This is a picture of her, and the men are all holding dummies in front of her in pink and blue because who knows what the baby's gender is going to be.
Yeah. Speaking of the baby, can I just say this? Mm.
What
a proud life you've got to live. So how did you come to be?
What's your dream?
Well, my mum got 15 blokes to belt off into a car. And then she chose one of them. And that's me. Yes. I am the product of a loving, fantastic relationship. I have a family. That's why I'm about to shoot everyone with this semi-automatic machine gun. Thank you
for coming. I believe they analyse sperm. They analyse it all too. She goes on a date with all of them, and then she just piffs them one by one. As those, I mean, and I can tell you, I can already pick the winner.
Does she send the specimen home with her? And you can take your specimen with you, you dodgy prick.
The walk of shame. I tell you, I can pick the winner.
The walk of shame is onto set. Everything about this show. Now, who did you say is producing it? I mean, I'm going to watch, obviously. Because...
Who's going to produce it? Well, it's on Fox Network in the USA, so I'm sure you can watch it. It's called Labor of Love, and I'm telling you, the winner is the whitest man in this group of people.
So you know who's won?
No, I'm picking it. I swear to God, I'm picking it. She's like a brunette with all this fake hair and obviously has issues.
But is she going to do a blind testing? Like, she mightn't even know. Like, how do you... What's the...
They send the sperm away to be analysed, whether it's got any, you know, issues with it or whatever. Wow. And she's going to speak to find out whether they're athletic, whether they're smart. She's so just going to pick the dumbest, best-looking guy.
Everyone's a winner. Everyone's a winner. Do you know that's the second worst idea I've ever heard? The worst idea was a show that went to air and then it was ripped off, I think, a couple of weeks in, which was one girl and 15 men, and she had to pick her biological father. She'd never met. And, like, they had a range of them, and you could tell she wanted it to be the really smart, businessy-looking guy at the end. And there's also a guy next to him who looked like he sleeps in a bus stop.
Right. Oh, no.
And it went for about 2 weeks in, the outrage, I think it was in England, was so full on. They just went, hey,
gotta
pull it.
We're done
and then
here.
She never found out.
All right, well, this is good. Are you going to watch this one, Jane, and report on it for us?
I'll do it. I'll take one for the team.
Do it.
That's right.
And I'll report back.
That's what they do. Take one for the team.
Two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Onlookers. A source close. Chemistry. Source. Inside of pals. Friends of. Associates. Speculation. Room by witnesses.
What it's really like working with Australia's biggest stars.
It's time to call bulls.
No, we're not doing it.
What?
We're not doing anything.
It's a version of
what to. We're not doing it.
What's happened?
Entertainment report. So we're an hour and 50 into the show.
Almost
and we're
done.
Talking about what we might be able to do in the next segment.
We're looking through the women's mags,
and then Jane casually drops in. Oh, by the way, I'm on Studio 10 tomorrow.
What the
Whoa.
Hell?
Whoa!
Studio 10, that's ground zero. Oh, my God. Who's going to be on the panel?
Yeah.
Well, I'm hoping Carrie Ann is my friend.
Sure.
Watch out. She's dangerous these days. She slut-shamed someone, didn't she?
Oh.
Said,
that's right. Girl had a short dress.
Girl had a short dress
I'm on.
On
Zoom. She can't do that to me. I'll be on Zoom. That's how I'm doing it. And I'll be able to see.
And what are you talking about?
I don't know. You probably. They'll probably say, Jane.
I'm right in there.
No.
Demographic.
So, Jane, we really want to know how difficult it is for you to work with Mick Malloy. Yeah.
What's it like sailing so close to the sun?
No,
do you feel,
I don't think so.
Do you bathe in his reflected glory?
I think they're going to talk to me about my fall.
About your fall?
Thanks for asking how I am.
How are you,
by the way? Yeah, that's Studio 10.
Not well,
right?
She's going on Studio 10.
Yep. Is Joe Hildebrand?
Sitting in the same seat doing it from where I'm doing it now.
You would agree to that about the same time you agreed to buy your jellyfish lava lamp? I don't remember agreeing to that, but I must be on. But what are you going to talk about? Well, you mentioned me. What we say about me? You say, it's just so... It's changed my life.
Mm.
I don't know how to think of the words to describe how I feel.
I don't know.
He'll come, I'm sure.
He's the wind beneath my wings. He's just so easy what he does.
Well, I did Today Extra last week. I spoke with David Campbell. I forgot to tell you that, too.
You've been whoring around the TV stations, haven't you? What are you doing? Are you auditioning for something?
I don't like that word. I'm not auditioning.
Sounds a bit desperate.
I feel better. I get a lot of requests.
Do you?
You just don't know this. I get a lot of requests.
So you've done, what have you done?
I should give back to the community and start talking.
So you did Extra. What's that one?
Something. Today Extra. That's the Today Show.
It's a bit lame. You couldn't be bothered getting up earlier, could you? You couldn't do Today Show because you would have had to get out of bed.
Yeah.
But I'll agree
I'm
to
up
do.
Anyway, running the household.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
You've got no idea what I do. You don't know. You don't know what I do. And you'll probably find out tomorrow if you only ask me. The Studio 10 ladies will ask me tomorrow.
Well,
so I find out.
That's going to be fantastic. Can we run a tape over that,
we're
please?
Have to, without question.
Will Carrie Ann be on?
Yeah,
will Carrie Ann be on?
I hope so.
Watch out. Watch out. She's in a mean mood
they'll
these
all
days.
Be on.
Ita, is she still on that show?
No, she's the chairperson of the ABC, you goose.
She's kicked on. Didn't she have the Brussels sprout fight? With, take some Brussels sprouts in.
Start hurling them around the room. I'll throw them at the screen.
That's a great idea.
Can you see if I'm holding a Brussels sprout?
Yeah, we could say that.
What about Denise Scott? Will she be in? Will Denise Scott be in?
She might. Oh, she's doing reporting.
Who is in? Tell me who'll be there.
I tell you, I don't know. I'm not the producer of the show.
Are you going into the studio or are you doing it from home?
Have you thought this through?
Yes, I'm just going to go into the studio.
Will you wear something pretty? not what you're going to wear on these things, like these.
Oh, my God.
Like, really, you've got to remember.
Oh, my God.
Will you do your own makeup? What do you do?
Well, I've got makeup on now. Is that not enough?
Have you got your O-ring thing happening with the light?
Yeah, I've got the O-ring on now.
Yeah.
I mean, I haven't got an O-ring. That can be misconstrued.
Oh, a light. Look okay. Into the camera.
I think we're done here.
All right, then. That's a break.
Studio 10?
Yes.
What time, Jane?
When do we tune in?
Is awesome.
Well,
we've been talking about me on Have You Been Paying Attention?
Watch the whole show from the beginning. Watch the whole show and wait
what
for
me to start?
You were there the whole time.
You find out.
Are you going to...
All right, well...
Just start about 9 o'clock,
okay.
I reckon.
Give we'll that, tune in.
Just hang in there.
Wow.
It's on for ages.
I got a really bad feeling about this. Like career ender.
A drive home that's always surprising. This is Kennedy Malloy.
That's about done for the day. Kennedy Malloy, Studio 10, 8 a.m. tomorrow till midday. So
it's 4 hours.
4 hours.
It's not enough.
It starts at 8.
Yeah.
Well,
because you really want to settle in.
Yeah.
I want everybody to watch the show from beginning to end.
Right.
So you just
now listen, I see
all.
You in your nanny flat there. And in the background, would it kill you tomorrow for when you're on air to put a picture of me up in the background?
Well, you know, I've got a picture of me and Dave Grohl.
I know you've got one of
Dave Grohl. All right, I will get a picture of you, I promise.
Frame it.
I promise. I will frame.
Yeah.
Frame
the photo.
I'll get the girls.
I want you to.
I'll say, all right. I'll say, girls, I just need to point out in this is the room I do the radio show with Mick Malloy.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, I love him so much. I love him so much. I've got a photo and I'll go like this.
Yeah. And you pick it up.
Pull it over and go, there you go.
Genius.
And then I am on, really, as well.
Yep.
Well, you are.
Then you're on.
So it's the two of us. You're going to be great. Just watch out the curly questions. They try and trap you.
They're not trying to trick me.
They do.
They're not.
Ding Dong still on it?
No.
Isn't she?
You don't tell me who's on it. You don't know, do you? She's flipping through the women's mags.
Yeah.
I'm not flipping through the women's mags.
Well, is the jellyfish going to be on? I can't see the jellyfish anymore. They've disappeared from your room. That was quick.
The jellyfish is right next to me.
I can't see it.
What are the guitars in the background?
Yeah.
No,
well, they're ones I play.
Angela Bishop, she'll be on tomorrow, I've been informed.
Of course, Angela listens to the show. She's a great fan
Joe
of
Hildebrand
the show.
She'll
be supporting.
Yeah.
On Joe,
Yeah.
Well, I go way back with Joe. Really? but
4 hours.
I've been on the show before.
Can someone run a tape over this? This will be gold for us tomorrow.
See you tomorrow. And I'll see you tonight on Have You Been Paying Attention?
Yes, I'm on it.
Yeah.
Oh, I better
go. After MasterChef.
Travel.
Tomorrow we've got Russell Howcroft and Paul Kalesia swinging by Kennedy Malloy.
Excellent.
That will be tomorrow.
Now you're all caught up on Kennedy Malloy.